All right, man, this is long overdue. I want to welcome in Winthrop High School football coach Jonathan Cadigan. Coach, for some reason we missed you last year. I don't know why, but welcome to MSO.
Well, thank you for having me, and don't worry about last year. We'll worry about this year.
There you go. We're looking forward. And, you know, one of the things Tim and I respect so much, full disclosure, we're both teachers at Gloucester High School at one time, Tim coached baseball, I coached JV baseball for a while. But we have so much respect for the town of Winthrop and the kids at Winthrop High School, and we see a similarity, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, between Winthrop and Gloucester in terms of how the kids work in school, work in the community, and work in sports. And I wonder what your take is on that with respect to you're dealing with the Winthrop High School football athletes.
So I've been involved here at the high school for probably the last 20 years as a player and coach. So, you know, you see things going around in the world in terms of kids changing and all those sorts of things. But I think at Winthrop, you know, just the demands that the school has on the kids and the football program, the demands that they have, I don't think those have ever changed. You know, obviously we're the smallest school in the conference, and I think we've always kind of wore that as a badge of honor, you know, being able to compete with the bigger schools. And it gives you a kind of chip on your shoulder immediately when you step on the field. So we always kind of, not play that up, but they're always aware that we are the smallest school, and they're always, you know, our kids are always, you know, like I said, aware of that kind of aspect of it.
Tim?
Coach, I went to Dom Savio when I was in high school, and we always scrimmaged Winthrop basketball, baseball, and I got the opportunity to get to meet and know Henry McCarthy, the legendary coach from Winthrop. And I always had this great respect, even from that time when I was in high school, of Winthrop. Again, you know, I always consider them dirt dogs. You know, go out there and throw the glove on the field and just, you know, let's wrestle. We'll see who finally wins the game. And how tough everybody played and how competitive every game was, no matter what sport you played against them. So as I've told people through the ages, nothing but the greatest respect for Winthrop, for the kids. I had an opportunity to teach there for the first semester back in 1978 when one of the teachers took a sabbatical, and Henry passed the paperwork in that allowed me to get an interview and get the job to take his place. And it was a lot of fun teaching there. There was a great faculty. You could see the camaraderie within the faculty and within the kids. And that's what, again, as Rick mentioned, every game against Winthrop was always tough, you know. And especially early in the 2000s when Gloucester and Winthrop were so good, each team would go to the other guy's home field and beat them on their field, you know, just to make a point of it. You know, we'd win one, Gloucester would win one year, and then in Winthrop, and then come back to Gloucester, and Winthrop would win. Mm-hmm. So it was like, Jesus, can't we get this going here?
You know, first thing, you know, my wife is actually a Savio grad, so
okay.
You know, that's so I guess there's some good people over at Savio. but yeah, I mean, just from my perspective, football in the last 20 years, like I said, you know, I was fortunate enough to play against, you know, the Orlandos and the Unises and the Mackeys.
That's fortunate.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was one of those things where when you go against those kids and you play, you know, for four quarters against those guys, you know, the rest of the league isn't, it's just a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
So it got you prepared for who you would face the rest of the year and, you know, even in the playoffs if you got there. But, I've always had the utmost respect for Gloucester back when Coach Silva was there and Coach Ingram, even Coach Cerulli. The way the program is run up there, it's kind of a model. it's a model franchise in a sense that it's very similar to us. We're probably the southernmost outpost. They're the northernmost outpost.
Yep.
So not many people leave the bridge and go from Winthrop. You know, not many people leave the bridge from Gloucester. So it's always, it's like I said, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for how they run their program up there. And now with Coach O'Connor being a former Gloucester guy and me being a former Winthrop guy, you know, I think we're probably trying to instill the same values that we learned from our coach.
Well, the trip for Gloucester to Winthrop is the road trip from hell. And I don't know if it's the other way around from Winthrop back to Gloucester, but and I mean that respectfully. And Coach, your kids, playing in the NEC South, renewing the relationship, the rivalry with Gloucester. Tell me a little bit about your team, Coach, and who you got coming back, and what the prospects are.
So this year we have 16 seniors coming back, which for us at a school our size is a pretty substantial amount of kids. We actually have six seniors that have actually been playing and really starting since they were freshmen. So, when you look at that kind of experience in a high school setting, especially this year with, all the restrictions going around, we were kind of able to pick up where we left off in the summertime when we kind of got shut down. So, we have Tyler Rockefeller, who is one of our captains. He is a two-time All-Star in the league. Bobby Hubert, he's back-to-back 1,000-yard pitcher. He's a two-year All-Star. We did have Dylan Daugherty transfer in from Everett High School. He was the quarterback at Everett. He'll be under center for us this year. So that's obviously a boost coming from a premier program like Everett. And we have, Ryan Hovermill, who's playing running back for us. He's been a defensive back and a running back for the last 3 years. Stevie Perullo has been a lineman for us for the last 3 years. I mean, a lot of the guys that I'm kind of naming here have been through the fire in terms of, they've kind of taken their licks for the last 3 years. And now it's the time where they're, the bigger kid on the block, per se, because they're the seniors. And they're really excited.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting that you guys are able to do that. And nothing but respect for you coaches in all the sports who are able to work with these kids and keep them safe and so on. Coach, how about your staff? How's that looking?
The good thing about it, and I'm sure it's the same way up in Gloucester, is, pretty much everybody on my staff has been a captain of a Winthrop High School football team. Our offensive coordinator is Bobby Niblett. He was the captain in the 1991 season. Our defensive coordinator, you guys might remember this name, James Fusillo. He was
yeah, we do.
He was the quarterback and the MVP of the league on the Super Bowl team in 06. Our offensive line coach, another captain in the 96 team, which actually Gloucester came down here and beat us 6-0 in a mud soaked game to prevent us from going to the Super Bowl that year. But so that's Chris Ferrar, on that team.
Yep.
Another offensive assistant, Mark D'Ambrosio, who was quarterback of that team in 96. I have a Savio guy on the roster. Mark DeGregori, it's his first year coaching with us. He was a Winthrop kid that went across the bridge to go to school at high school at Savio. So we brought him back, which, we're nice guys.
Coach, I came over summer bridges. I came from Lynn to go to Savio.
That's a hike. Our staff, it's a testament. I think it's a testament to our football program in terms of, what it has given each member of our staff. Having gone through the program and really being the best of the best and being a captain of their team, having them guys come back, it's really an honor for me to have those guys come back and be a part of it.
No, that's great. Coach Fusillo was one of the first guys to help us get on the air back in 04 or 05. And we're not Gloucester homers, Coach, just so you know that. We're NEC, Northeast Conference, Cape Ann. We love all you guys and all the sports, and we promote them all. What's your first game coming up now?
So we open up this Friday at 5 p.m. at Peabody.
Okay.
Peabody and it's kind of, you know, the theme of our program. Peabody is one of the biggest schools. We're obviously the smallest school. We're excited to be, you know, get going. It'll certainly be definitely a test for us early on. But we're excited for it. We're excited. We're ready for the challenge.
Give me the time again. Was it Friday you said?
Yeah, Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay, good. Yeah, all these times are changing. I got to write them down as we go along. Hey, John, great meeting with you. I'm going to check in with you from time to time if that's okay, and I don't want to be a stranger anymore with you.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the coverage. You guys have been awesome. I enjoy listening to you guys. Enjoy kind of trying to pick up any little tidbits any other coaches are talking about.
Okay.
But I certainly appreciate the
thank
I
you.
Appreciate the coverage.
Thank you,
I really
Coach.
Do.
So I'll ask a particular question you want answers to. Rick doesn't let you do that, but I have no qualms about doing that.
Yeah, just give me we just get the trick plays and you
there
know
you go.
who's playing this week and we'll be all right.
What are the guidelines as far as in attendance? Is it parents only, one per household, or?
Yeah, so right now it's looking like it's parents only, two for a kid. So, but I mean, I'm sure it's kind of like that up in Gloucester in terms of the winter parents are a little nutty. So, I would imagine that, you know, around the whole outside of, you know, Miller Field there's gonna be some people there, you know, trying to watch the game. So.
Oh, God. Coach, great meeting with you, and it's typical Winthrop High School. I love it. We'll talk to you soon.
All